The ninth Shir HaMa'alot, Mizmor Kof Kaf Chet, Psalm 128, complements the two themes of the preceding psalm, Kuf Kaf Zayin. If Psalm 127 warns man not to live a godless life, Psalm 128 praises the man who lives according to Hashem's will and fears him. Ashrei kol yireh Hashem haholech bidrachav. How fortunate are all who fear Hashem and uphold his ways. If Psalm 127 declares children to be a gift from God to their parents, Psalm 128 offers a more detailed image and depicts an idyllic picture of the household a God-fearing man is to be blessed with. The man who upholds Hashem's ways does not rely on others, but finds joy and satisfaction in earning his sustenance. Yegi kapecha ki tochel ashrecha v'tov lach. How fortunate and good is it for you when you partake of the toil of your own hands. Such a man's family is another source of joy and satisfaction. Eshtecha kegefen poriya biyarketei veitecha, banecha kishtilei zeitim saviv leshulchanecha. Your wife, like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children, like olive saplings around your table. Hine chichen yevorach gaver yireh Hashem. So shall a man who fears Hashem be blessed. And while it is true that in our day and age, society is struggling to define other sources of joy and satisfaction for people whose life does not conform with this idyllic picture, it is also true that for the vast majority of people, the life described in this mizmor, earning what one eats, and a husband and wife raising a household of children together, would still be considered a great blessing. The next verse reminds the Yirei Hashem that he is part of a larger whole, and that Hashem's blessings emanate from and are tied to Yerushalayim. Yevarchecha Hashem mitzion, ur'e betuv Yerushalayim kol yimei hayecha. May Hashem bless you from Zion, and may you see Yerushalayim's prosperity all the days of your life. The blessings of one's own private life are that much enhanced and are instilled with that much more meaning when they are connected to a larger picture, to the well-being of Yerushalayim. And since this verse implies a long life being part of Hashem's blessing, it is only fitting to continue into the next verse, U'evanim levanecha, may you live to see your children's children. The psalm concludes with the same formulaic blessing that ended Psalm 125, the short, succinct prayer for Israel's well-being and endurance, Shalom al Yisrael. Peace be upon Israel.